One of the most famous athletes in the world is largely a mystery in the United States, but perhaps not much longer. Soccer star David Beckham is the richest athlete in England and husband of one of the Spice Girls. He inspired a new movie playing in the United States, and his team, Manchester United, will be touring here this summer. Commentator Frank DeFord says Beckham deserves the attention.
For 10 years now, Beckham's main job has been to be the star of Manchester United, which is generally considered to be the premier sports franchise in all the world. Of greater interest, Beckham may now be leaving Man U. All of Europe was agog last week as Manchester United faced off against Real Madrid in the quarterfinals of the Champions League, especially since it is Real Madrid where Beckham is rumored to be headed. Then to add to the drama, the Man U coach, a father figure who had grown weary of Beckham, benched him for the home game at dear old Trafford. When Beckham finally got onto the pitch after 64 minutes, he promptly scored 2 goals to lead Manchester to victory, even if it was not enough to overcome Real Madrid's earlier, more substantial win in Spain. All the more dramatic, though, Beckham's first goal was on a free kick. Is it fair to say that for all time, including even Babe Ruth in his home run, there has never been an athlete so identified with a single play as has Beckham been with his free kick? That, for us provincials, is where the kicker gets a ball spotted while the defenders make up a human wall before him, blocking transit to the goal. Beckham, though, as he did against Real Madrid, is able to lift the ball over the wall, but with a twist that brings it down perfectly, unbelievably, beyond the goalie's outstretched hands. So well known is this ploy that there is even a movie out now about young girls playing soccer called Bend It Like Beckham. Beckham's amazing ability has led engineers in Europe and Japan to study his efforts. The conclusion is simply that he is a genius with an innate sense of physics. He has, says one software company, figured out how to balance the kick angle, kick speed, spin and direction in order to get the optimal turbulent laminar transition trajectory. What trajectory Beckham's brain calculates in seconds from instinct would, the engineers say, take computers hours to figure out. What fascinates everybody even more is that Beckham was a poor student who left school at 16 and who, at least before he won Posh Spice's heart, was snickered at for his everyday attempts to deal in the Queen's English. It's always been apparent to me, though, that there is some sort of acumen that a few athletes possess, no less than there are other ordinary people who can uniquely paint or sing or perform heart transplants. I've met all sorts of quarterbacks, pitchers, and point guards who show no real intelligence away from the field, but who are blessed with some special sense in the arena. The game they are in is somehow to them in slow motion. They can visualize movement ahead, a geometric prescience. Whatever else they cannot divine in this world, they are indeed specific geniuses. No athlete, though, may ever have been so brilliant at this one thing as David Beckham is at bending it.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.